This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The special U.S. Congressional Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol turned the focus of its latest hearing on former President Donald Trump's pressure on election officials and election workers to overturn the 2020 election, leading to violent threats. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The panel played a phone call in which Trump asked Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find enough votes to beat Joe Biden.
I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break.
Appearing before the panel,
we didn't have any votes to find.
Raffensperger followed Arizona GOP House Speaker Rusty Bowers, who described Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani pushing Trump's false voter fraud claims.
He said, we've got lots of theories, we just don't have the evidence.
And never produced any. After Bowers said he wouldn't do anything illegal to help Trump, he described chilling threats and harassment, as did Georgia election worker Shay Moss.
Wishing death upon me.
Trump had called out Moss and her mom, a fellow poll worker, whom he called a professional vote scammer. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian forces are laying down a curtain of fire across areas of eastern Ukraine where pockets of resistance are denying Moscow full military control of the region. A regional official told the Associated Press on Tuesday that everything that can burn is on fire. The Russian military currently controls about 95% of the eastern Luhansk region, but Moscow has struggled for weeks to overrun it completely. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland made an unannounced visit to Ukraine Tuesday in a show of support.